I'm Sue Mudge, and I started following Jesus when I was in my mid-20s.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
I believe I first heard the gospel as a child in church with my grandparents, but didn't turn my eyes totally towards Christ until I was in my mid-20s. So my grandparents took myself and my sisters almost every Sunday. We went to Sunday school. We went to catechism, First Communion, confirmation, all the way through high school. Scott and I had our premarital counseling at a Catholic church. Finally started questioning, where do I fit into this? And looking for the relationship. It was just part of what our family did. My parents, not so much, but both sets of grandparents, primarily the grandmothers, wanted to make sure that the kids were in church, that they were hearing the word, and that they were participating. And then when I went to college, I found great comfort in knowing there was that church on the campus, and if days were tough, just going and hanging out for a while. And I think I was feeling more of the presence and didn't realize it. I knew that that's where I could go for comfort, but it was more about the church building at that point than it was knowing that I could be talking to Jesus. Scott went away on a trip for 3 weeks to D.C. for work, and I was home, and I just started diving in and tried to find, where does it say this stuff that I've been walking? And realized that there was a lot of freedom in that book that I didn't realize. It was probably mid to late 20s when I really started reading my Bible and looking and searching. Sarah came along when I was 30. And when she was 2.5, we were like, we need to get back into church. And so we had visited here because of her babysitter had said, hey, we have Awana at our church and she's almost old enough to go. And I was like, okay, let me come check that out. And I knew a few people who went here, Lynn and Bill McGavern. I'd known them for a long time. I worked for Bill when he was bank president, and came here, and Scott was actually working weekends at that point, and Sarah and I came, and it's been home ever since. So that's 30 years ago. So we've been here ever since. And then we rolled through a season where our faith was challenged with a lot of loss and uncertainty, and we chose to press in, and that deepened our faith even more. And then Grace came along. Grace was 1 year old when we went through Tres Días. Tres Días is a three-day movement. There's also groups called like Walk to Emmaus and Curcio. You get away to a campground for a weekend. There are no phones, there are no TVs, no laptops, and you spend the weekend with Jesus. And a lot of service, which resonates with me because I love to serve. And they're meeting together, they're worshiping together, and I learned so much through that process. I think my faith plays an important role every single morning that I go to work because there's a lot of non-Christians where I work. People will have crisis. Just yesterday, a young woman was having a crisis, and she came to my office, and I got the tissue box out and tried to talk her through what was going on. So people know they can ask for prayer, and they know I'm serious about it and that I'm going to share with them, which can be sticky sometimes as a supervisor, but you just have to walk a fine line there. But I think that every day at work, I have that opportunity to share. You can have read your Bible 30 times, and every time you open that book, God just has something different for you that you were like, I'm sure I've read this before many times, but why didn't I see it? And so now I just want to see it and pass that down to my grandchildren. Very blessed to have both of our girls following Christ, both godly son-in-laws, and we feel blessed beyond measure that both girls follow the Lord.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.